Today we're going to be making a great chicken and saffron rice dish that's to be complemented with a yogurt drink. Now, I actually discovered this recipe about 2 years ago when I went to Ziyarat with my mum. Mum, by the way, I love you for introducing me to this amazing dish. It's called Juje Kebab. Oh my goodness, it's amazing. And the best thing is that it's going to be coupled with a really nice yogurt-based drink called Dur. Now, Dur, it goes together with Juje Kebab like peas in a pod, like me and my wife. The first thing that we need to do is to pre-soak rice for 30 minutes. I've already done that. It also helps to have a kettle pre-boiled. And again, obviously, I've got it done as well. So let's get the rice on the boil. Add boiling water to the rice and cook on medium heat until the water starts evaporating. Then turn the heat to low. Now, make sure we clean as we go along. Now, what we need to do is to get the saffron. So grab a little bowl, okay, and we'll get saffron in. Wow, what an amazing, amazing smell, okay? Get a nice pinch. This is the essential ingredient in this recipe. I know it's really expensive, but the good thing is that you only need a little bit. Now, when it comes to saffron, a little goes a long way. Crushing the strands of saffron and adding hot water will allow the flour to really release its aroma. Mmm, amazing. And just look at that color as well. Obviously, when it soaks a bit more, it's going to get nice and colorful. Cover it with tin foil so it keeps all that aroma and the nice juices in. And put it to one side and let it soak. So, once we've got that, let's get the chicken. Make sure it's pre-washed chicken, which of course I've already pre-washed it. What you want to do is grab a nice chicken breast there. I mean, just look at that. Absolutely fantastic. Okay, we need to cut it up into chunks. Chunks can actually vary depending on the sizes that you want. So I actually like to rough cut a lot of my meat. Put it back in. What's great about poultry is that it's got plenty of health benefits. Chicken breast is low in fat and calories and really high in protein, which makes it ideal for weight maintenance, something many of us, like me, unfortunately need during the holy month of Ramadan. Not to mention that this bird is jam-packed full of essential nutrients and vitamins. Now, what we need to do is get some spices. Let's get the marinade going for this. So for this, what we need is some turmeric. So you can really get in there and actually put in sprinkle a nice teaspoon all around it. Look at that. That's going to add some really nice flavor. You know, just a little tad more. Here we go. Then what we need is some salt and pepper. Now, normally you can put in 1 teaspoon of pepper and 1 teaspoon of salt as well. I'm going to keep it a little bit light at the moment. I want to taste more of the meat. But again, you can vary it to taste. There we go. Look at that. Already you can smell that wonderful aroma. Now we get the olive oil. Pour some of that in, normally about sort of 1 tablespoon, 1.5 tablespoon of olive oil in there. The main ingredient, mayonnaise. Who would have thought mayonnaise going into kebabs? Tastes good. Adds to a nice texture as well. Now really get yourself in there. 1, 2 tablespoons. Here we go. Okay, fantastic. Now we come to the best bit, to actually massage all of the spices in together. And don't be afraid to really get your hands in there. Massage it right in. Get the flavor everywhere, you know, all around the meat. Absolutely fantastic. I mean, just look at that. Look at that. Coming along nice. Smells amazing. Do you know what? We almost forgot the magic ingredient, the magic saffron. So let's grab the saffron here. And again, you don't need too much. Just a little bit sprinkled all over. Voila, here we go. Let's massage that all in again. Get that saffron everywhere. Oh, look at that. You can already smell it. Really can't wait to get stuck into this. I mean, not having eaten all day, yeah, fasting. Oh, right now, you don't understand. Hungry. And I'm sure all of you are as well. There we go. All right, let's wash up and put it in the fridge. Being one step ahead, I've already got some overnight marinated chicken waiting for me in the fridge. I suggest planning this dish ahead to make the cooking process that much quicker. The longer the meat marinates, the tastier it'll become. So if possible, leave it overnight and don't forget to cover the chicken before putting it in the fridge. The rice has been cooking for almost an hour and is ready. I switched off the heat and left it aside for now. So the meat's marinating now and all we need to do is get the vegetables ready. First thing I'm going to do is grab one onion, a nice bell pepper, and two juicy tomatoes. Let's grab my chopping board. Now, you can rough cut this. So let's start with the bell pepper. Let's cut the top off. And just be delicate when you're taking it out, the seeds. And I'm just simply going to just rough cut it straight down. There's no surprise that Persian kebabs always have grilled tomatoes with them. The juice of the tomato really adds a nice flavor. Let's get the chicken. Now, I don't know if you're all as excited as I am about this, but look at that. Fantastic. 10 hours worth of marinating. All of that flavor's in there. Let's preheat the oven now. Now that's nicely preheated, or getting preheated, should I say. Let's get skewering. Look at that. Does that not look absolutely amazing? Cannot wait to get stuck into this. So we've got our skewers. And again, get down and dirty with it. Here we go. Put on a good few pieces. This is one of those dishes that looks like you've gone through a lot of trouble making it, when in fact you haven't. Trust me, guys, it's foolproof and perfect for those that aren't very confident in the kitchen. There's no surprise that Persian kebabs always have grilled tomatoes with them. The juice of the tomato really adds a nice flavor. Once the chicken and the veggies are cooked, the whole house will be smelling amazing, making the whole family drool. And the last few pieces on the last skewer. Would help if I got it the right way around. But that's what happens really fast. Here we go. Look at that. All ready to rock. Okay, so your chicken skewers are ready. Your vegetables ready. Oven preheated. Let's get them in. Here we go. If you're using the oven, then make sure it's on 200 degrees Celsius. So now that the chicken's in there, let's skewer up the veggies. Let's grab our skewers. Okay, Here we go. I'm using an oven because I know that not a lot of people have an outside grill, but that would be a better alternative. But hey, no worries. The oven will perform just as good. Sometimes I even fry the skewers on a big skillet, drizzle them with some olive oil, and all three methods work fine. If you're using the oven, then make sure it's on 200 degrees Celsius. Okay, so now that it's all in there, let's get them in the oven. Normally, you'll find that the veggies go roughly 5 to 10 minutes after the chicken has gone in. This is only because they cook that much faster than the chicken. Now, we've got the chicken in there, we've got the veggie skewers in there, let's make some dogh. So dogh is a traditional Irani drink that goes hand in hand with juje kebabs as well. So it's made with yogurt, water, ice cubes, bit of salt to your taste, and mint. So first things first, let's get a bowl. And fill up a cup of water. There we go. The most important ingredient, yogurt. Amazing. Okay, so let's start by pouring in the yogurt. Get it right in there. Okay. And some water. Now, you have to remember, this drink has to be runny. So, what we do, we just start mixing it in. You can use a whisk, a hand blender, whatever gets you fancy. Get it nice and runny, just so there are no lumps in there. Yeah, you could probably do with some more water. There we go, that's the sort of consistency you need right there. Okay, so let's get some salt and add it to taste. Perfect. Get some mint. Oh, mint. Okay, and put a nice sprinkle in there. There we go. Okay, so mix that in nicely. So let's get a jug and pour it in. My rule of thumb when making dogh is adding 1/3 to 1/2 part yogurt to your glass or jug and top the rest off with water. And let's give it another stir. Let it chill. Now, hopefully by this time, your chicken is going to be done. Let's go check on it. Now, my chicken was in the oven for a total of 20 minutes. It's juicy, tender, and ready to be eaten. All we need to do now is serve everything on a plate and dig in. To make the saffron rice, all you need to do is place some of the cooked rice in a different bowl. Pour some brewed saffron over it, mix it really well, and there you have it. Yep. Now I know this looks really tempting, but guys, remember it's namaz time, so go and pray first. Don't break your fast before you pray namaz. And voila, just as promised, a spectacular meal in no time. Well, there we have it, guys. Jujia kebab with dog. I can't tell you how hungry I am, you know. Fasting all day in this heat. Oh, amazing. Can't wait to get tucked in. Remember, these recipes are easy to follow on the website. So all you got to do is just simply get stuck in. The aroma, the taste. Alhamdulillah. Get the olive oil. Let's grab a spoon. What is wrong with this kitchen, man? Should we do Jeremy Clarkson rerun? Who's the producer? I thought he was the director.
Yeah.
Producer's there. I can't do anything to the producer, man. She'll kill me. And with that, back to the studio.